This is AcademicCast, Texas Tech University's podcast series from the Office of the Provost. I'm Ruby Villegas, and I'll be covering the top academic and research stories on campus. Later in the program, Provost Bob Smith will spotlight integrated scholar Jennifer Bard. First, the news. Can you win a lawsuit if you pay to go into a haunted house at Halloween and get too scared? The courts have said no, and if that was also your answer, then you could be ready to earn your Halloween law letters with guidance from School of Law professor Victoria Sutton. She covers the legal aspects of Halloween in her new book titled Halloween Law, A Spirited Look at the Law School Curriculum. Sutton explores Halloween-related cases that fit into the categories of first-year law curriculum, property, contract, criminal, constitutional, and tort law. She also includes cases that figure into the upper-level courses of employment law and oil and gas law. Each chapter of Halloween Law covers one area, and there is a quiz at the end of each chapter with real, if somewhat tongue-in-cheek, questions. You can even look at the answer first, if you dare. Sutton's book also anoints U.S. Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia as the father of Halloween law for his reference to the holiday from the bench, when a light that went out in the courtroom made a loud pop. Professor Sutton reads from the transcript.
They were looking at this particular case, so it's in the transcript of Central Virginia Community College versus Katz. And Scalia says, light bulb went out. Justice Roberts says, it's a trick they play on new chief justices all the time. Then laughter. Then Scalia says, happy Halloween. We're even more in the dark now than before.
Sutton's Halloween Law follows her publication of The Legal Kiss, a book that observes how the kiss has played a role in legal proceedings. In other research news, Texas Tech is collaborating with Michigan State University to develop an online vault for their Vietnam War archives. When completed, the project will offer web access to more than 100,000 pages of material dating back to the 1960s. The project is being funded through a $265,000 grant from the National Endowment for the Humanities. Turning to academics, the Ross College of Business has been named a top destination for MBA seekers. The Princeton Review commended the college's affordable tuition, friendly professors, and broad business curriculum, all factors that are conducive to ample learning opportunities for West Texas professionals. Integrated scholars dedicate themselves to a course of lifelong learning. Their emphasis on teaching, research, and service helps to promote scholarly engagement. And in doing so, integrated scholars advance Texas Tech's role in educating, serving, and inspiring others to pursue a path of lifelong learning. In this edition of AcademicCast, Provost Bob Smith spotlights integrated scholar Jennifer Bard.
After years of study, practice, and commitment to integrated scholarship, law professor Jennifer Bard attained a longtime professional goal in coming to Texas Tech. Her dual appointment at the TTU School of Law and the Health Sciences Center enables her to educate both law and medical students about legal and public health issues. Bard explains that the late Yale professor Angela Holder served as a role model. Holder was a leading voice in healthcare law, and Bard had the opportunity to work with her.
When I graduated from law school, I was the research assistant to a woman who was a professor at the medical school and taught law courses, and she taught law students and medical students. And that was my dream. I really wanted to do what she did. And it took me a long time to achieve that goal, which I have now.
Owing to her accomplishment, Professor Bard's engagement in teaching has been noteworthy. She has earned the recognition of the university's administration and students, receiving in recent years the TTU President's Excellence in Teaching Award and the Best First Year Teacher Award from the Phi Alpha Delta Law School Honors Fraternity. Additionally, her service contributions have included work with Texas Tech's Research Advisory Council and Teaching Academy. Indeed, Bard draws much from her inspiration as a professor from her students.
It's very inspirational to see how excited they are, how interested they are in pursuing ways to help people based on their life experiences. They're adults, they've had lives, even if they're coming straight from college. You know, they're over 21 and they've had a lot of experiences, they've seen a lot, and I find them very inspirational and energizing.
Professor Bard's research has been published widely, and her scholarship has addressed topics relating to bioethics, the insanity defense, and whistleblowing. Bard notes that having both the law school and medical school on the same campus has been valuable to her as an academician.
Texas Tech is one of the really few universities that has a law school, a medical school, and a business school, and really the whole rest of the university on one campus. There are many places where the medical school is literally in another city. We're able to get the law students and the medical students together formally and informally in a way that we couldn't if these two campuses aren't together. And for me personally, I don't feel like I could work in health law if I didn't know what was going on.
Making time to conduct research has been beneficial to Professor Bard. She suggests that new faculty members try scheduling specific times for research activities. This practice can help to ensure that research goals are met.
The classes are certainly scheduled. The service work really is scheduled too. Once you get in it, there's a meeting scheduled. But if you're not in a field that the research comes with a schedule, a lab schedule or something like that, I think the most important thing is to put it into your calendar. Research is as much of an appointment as it is teaching. And as I said, it's not that people like research less or that it's a chore. It's that everything else makes direct demands on your time, and that can feel like extra.
This is sage advice from Professor Bard. Indeed, for many years, I have heard notable chairs and deans advise faculty to not just think about finding time for research or scholarship, but rather making time for research and scholarship. This is accomplished by reserving certain times each day and each week for research and scholarly activities. Stated differently, a day does not go by without some movement toward these goals. At first, the necessary discipline may be developed by putting in a minimum amount of time, perhaps only 30 minutes to 1 hour per day. Within weeks or months, it will become difficult to spend so little time at research and scholarship, and investment has been made. This message has not been lost on Professor Jennifer Bard, whose commitment to teaching and research in healthcare law, as well as her emphasis on service to the university, has afforded her the distinction as an integrated scholar. Bard's zeal for lifelong learning is evidenced by her pursuit of a doctoral degree in higher education at Texas Tech. For all of this, AcademiCast applauds integrated scholar Professor Jennifer Bard. Thanks for listening. I'm Bob Smith.
Thanks, Dr. Smith. If you would like to learn more about Texas Tech's Integrated Scholars or the other stories featured here, please visit our website at academicast.ttu.edu. Thanks for listening, and join us again in 2 more weeks for the latest academic and research news from Texas Tech University.